Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form what Paul calls one new man, one new species of being, the complete dwelling place for God. It's been so long that God's been waiting for that ancient spiritual DNA that's on Jewish people to merge with the new covenant spiritual DNA that is on Gentile born-again believers. And when these two merge, Paul calls it a full dwelling place for God. And I have two Jewish believers on the telephone from Florida, Alyosha and Jody Rabinoff. And on yesterday's broadcast, we found out that Alyosha was born in Kiev, comes from a long line of musicians. At age 5, he studied the piano, and he got up to the point where he was practicing 6 to 8 hours every day, won many competitions, graduated college, but then found it difficult to get into advanced studies because he was Jewish, and so he wanted to leave the former Soviet Union, but it was near impossible at that time. So he thought, I'll try to pray to God if there is a God. So he went into a church because he thought it'd be too dangerous to go into a synagogue. And he sees a statue of Jesus, and he figures, well, I think that might be God. There were other statues there. He picked Jesus. He prayed, and a week later, he gets his papers that he can leave. He gets to the United States. He starts investigating his Jewish background. Someone gives him the best book they knew about Judaism, which happened to be the Bible. He starts reading prophecies. His sister then becomes a believer in Jesus. And so Alyosha doesn't know what to do. So he says, God, show me a sign. What happened, Alyosha?
Yeah, it was early in the morning, and I just asked God, please show me a sign if this Jesus, Yeshua, is he really the Messiah of the Jews? If he's the Savior of the world, you know, should I believe in him? Didn't know that the scripture says a Jew will ask for a sign, but I did. And suddenly, and it was very dark still, a bright light came in, into the room. And I knew it was a supernatural because the sun does not rise so quickly. And it stood there for some time, you know, don't remember how many minutes, and then vanished. But I knew that was a sign, and I began to, again, process. Was it really a sign, or did something happen that I can't explain?
But the thing that I think is so amazing is that you processed. I mean, I guess we're all different. The moment I saw the reality, I ran. But you're a very cautious person, I guess. And so your sister has a Bible study. And you decide, I might as well go to the Bible study. And the teacher of the Bible study looks you in the eye, and what does he say?
It was just suddenly he was teaching and just turned to me, looked to me, and he asked me, do you believe that Jesus is your Savior? And I was stunned, and I decided to reply no, because I wasn't ready. But to my own surprise, out of my mouth came out the word yes.
Now, you're too logical for that. How did that happen?
I think that in my heart I knew, and I was just in my mind. I was still battling. Something was trying to delay this moment, but that might have been the work of the Holy Spirit that says this is the time. So after that, this man, who is also a Jewish believer, he led me to the Lord, and that was a beginning of my new life.
Okay, and so then you go after your master's from DePaul University, and you start playing concerts, but you stopped playing. Why did you stop?
Yeah, God began to change my understanding and desires and goals, and I felt that I did not want to practice all day just to go out and do a two-hour concert, and that's it. It's a lot of work. And so I stopped. I felt this is not what I want to do in my life. I want to serve God. And it's amazing because there were several years that I did not do any concerts, and I played very little. Matter of fact, when I met Jody, she did not really know that I was a concert pianist.
And as a matter of fact, you were at Moody Bible College, where you two met. And Jody, just briefly, because we have so much ground to cover, you have a Jewish background. How did you come to the Lord?
That's right. I was searching, Sid, when I was a young woman, and really was searching for truth. I was, you know, I got into New Age kind of philosophies and yoga and meditation, and I was still empty, even though I was doing all that. It didn't seem like I could meditate enough. I'd meditate and get peace, and then I'd be out of peace. So somebody told me one day about a Jewish Messiah. I couldn't believe that Jesus was Jewish, a Jewish Messiah. I remember seeing him hang on a cross in a Catholic church.
Isn't that so amazing? We Jewish people go into all these New Age and occult and supernatural things that aren't of God, and yet the one thing we don't investigate is Jesus.
Yes, and we're created for supernatural. We're created for something more. And so when this young gentleman told me about this Jewish Messiah, I just really, really was open, and I ended up going to a meeting with Mario Murillo in the Bay Area back in the 70s, and it was an evening of miracles. I began to hear testimonials and miracles, and when he gave the invitation, I didn't walk up there. I ran up there as fast as I could and accepted the Messiah. Went home and told my Jewish mother, and she says, "Oy vey, now what?"
So the two of you together, tell me what it was like when you heard Alyosha play the piano for the first time and realized the gift that God had given him.
Well, it was really quite amazing because we were in a, at Moody, and he was playing for the whole student body and all the staff. And I heard him play, and I never really was trained to listen to classical music, and I didn't even understand it. And afterwards, everybody was coming up, including the professors, and shaking his hand and saying, "We had no idea anybody of that caliber was here at our school." And I thought, "Oh boy, you know, what is this?" So it wasn't really until our honeymoon, when he began to compose, that God really began to speak to me through the notes and through the music that he began to play on our honeymoon.
Well, now he has two CDs that we're making available. One is called Fear Not, because, you understand this more than most people. Fear opens people up to every type of disease and emotional problem.
That is so true. Fear is probably the biggest thing for people to combat today, and it runs in the hearts of babies and children all the way up into adulthood, and it really affects everything, every gland, every organ. It's not, as a matter of fact, every cell in the body is affected by fear.
And I think it's so fascinating. The thing that makes this so unique is you have the most anointed Israeli speaking the Hebrew, and then I speak the English in the Fear Not CD, and we do the same thing in the Lord is My Healer. You've gotten so many. Now, Fear Not is brand new. The Lord is My Healer. You've gotten so many results, but I have to tell you what I love the most about it. It is so peaceful for soaking. Have other people told you that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'll tell a real quick story about a young boy who had ADD, and he was in his class, and the teacher wanted to put him on Ritalin, and it was really amazing because the mother did not want to put him on that drug. So this is a secular elementary school, and they were actually teaching on evolution, and in the elementary school for the children, and the little boy was listening, and he raised his hand after the teacher was teaching about this, that there wasn't really a God. He said, "Yes, there is." And she says, "Well, how do you know that there is a God?" He says, "It's because I hear him every night from my CD player." And actually what happened, his behavior turned around so quickly that the teacher actually thought he was on Ritalin, asked the mother if she had put him on Ritalin because his behavior was so good. And the mother said, "No, I'm just, you know, allowing him to listen to Adonai Rofi, the Lord is my healer." Every night he would listen to this,
These two CDs, Fear Not and The Lord Is My Healer, available for a donation of $35. Listen to The Lord Is My Healer.
נחתם לדוד, שומרני אל כי חסיתי בך. אמרת לאדוני, אדוני אתה, טובתי בל עליך. לקדושים אשר בארץ המה, ואדירי כל חפצי בה. ירבו עצבותם, אחר מהרו, ולסיך נסחיהם מדם, ולסי את שמותם על שפתי. אדוני מנת חלקי וכוסי, אתה תומך גורלי, חבלים נפלו לי בנעימים, אף נחלת שפרה עליי. אברך את אדוני אשר יעצני, אף לילות יסרו מחיליותי. שיביתי אדוני לנגדי תמיד, כי מי ימיני בל אמות. לכן שמח ליבי ויגל כבודי, אף בשרי ישכון לבטח. כי לא תעזוב נפשי לשאול, לא תטען חסידך לראות שחר. תודיעני אור החיים, שובע שמחות את פניך, נעימות בימיניך מצח.
Preserve me, O God, where in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, You are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.